You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards the goal! It's the United, Paul Armstrong!
First time shot comes in.
Jake Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's big weekend FA Cup tie at Stockport County.
Hello, this is John Champion. You're listening to FC United Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly, we'll be heading to Edgeley Park to hear all about FC United's FA Cup tie with Stockport County from Saturday afternoon. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week's news by advising members that the AGM of FC United will take place on Sunday the 19th of November at Broadhurst Park. Registration will be open at 11 a.m. and the meeting will commence at 12 noon with an aim to finish before 4 p.m. Any members intending to stand for the board are urged to read rules 61 to 71 of the club's constitution, available on the website, while any members intending to submit resolutions or members' votes for consideration are strongly urged to read rule 29 of the club's constitution, also available on the website. If any members require assistance in submitting a resolution or members' vote, please contact the club secretary, Viv Ware, prior to the deadline date. Submitting board nominations and resolutions and members' votes, notifications of members standing for election to the board and proposals for resolutions and members' votes should be posted to the club's registered office at FC United of Manchester, Broadhurst Park, 310 Lightbound Road, Moston, Manchester, M40OFJ. Alternatively, notification can be sent by email to viv, that's V-I-V, dot where, W-A-R-E, at fc-utd.net. All notifications must arrive no later than noon, Thursday the 5th of October. In other news, and the FC Youth Annual Tempin Bowling event will take place on Sunday the 12th of November at Hollywood Bowl in Ashton-under-Lyne. As usual, players and management will be there hoping to beat the youngsters for a change. The price is £7 for current members and £11 for non-members. A deposit of £5 per child is required by October the 28th to secure a place. This can be paid on match days at the junior store or at the club office during office hours. And finally, FC United are back in FA Youth Cup action this coming Wednesday as FC United travel to Merseyside to take on Prescott Cables in the second qualifying round. The address for the ground is Volair Park Ground, Eaton Street, Prescott, Merseyside, L34 6HD. It's a 7:45 p.m. kickoff, and admission prices will be just £4 for adults and £3 for concessions. To the men's team now, and following two straight competitive wins for Carmarthenshire's side, FC United travelled south to Stockport County's Edgeley Park in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. To find out now if FC United could make it through to the fourth qualifying round, it's over to the FC Live team to find out.
So welcome everyone to Edgeley Park, and well, team news, Swamper, discuss. Swampy's just discovered Wikipedia.
And also been onto the Oldham website, and Oldham Athletic, their own website, says our number 11, who's been practicing shooting, is a defender.
He's wearing number 11.
He's wearing number 11. The Oldham Athletic website chronicles him as a defender.
This is
we're talking about Callum Mantock here. I've got to tell my colleagues down below, so you crack on for 2 seconds.
Hello, Emily. How are you, by the way?
Hello, very well.
Yeah. So, Callum Mantock, who's, we believe, on a one-month loan from Oldham Athletic. He starts at number 11. Stato Paul then, give you some background, Stato Paul then went on Wikipedia and went, oh, he's a defender, but I'm pretty sure he's a forward. Confusion.
It is very confusing, but
You know, you're a footballer at the end of the day.
So he's a product of the Oldham Academy. He signed from their youth team in 2016. And, he's on loan to us. So we'll discover where he's going to be playing. A fullback. Okay, he's a fullback. Right, interesting enough. So the team today...
He's
a fullback.
We know he's a fullback, so he's going to be playing left midfield, I reckon, and bombing up down the left hand side with Senior on the right hand side. It's good that you had this conversation with Carl yesterday, so we now. That was a point I was making, yeah. I think.
Anyway,
it's bloody obvious, isn't it? But as we all thought, in number 11, he must be a centre forward. We saw him shooting. He's not. He's a left sided player who's actually a defender, but also now acting as our new left sided wonder player. Where's?
Hello.
You would suggest though, why not Joe Logan? I mean, Logan has got the pace and quality to play on the left-hand side, and instead he plays a player who's actually a left-back in left midfield. I'm a little bit confused, unless he's going to play, Danny Brady there. We'll find out in about five minutes.
We'll find out very shortly. The substitutes bench is very interesting, because Tom Greaves, who has gone on dual reg to Ramsbottom United in the week, is back as a substitute. That's because essentially his replacement, who we believe is going to be his replacement, Sefton Gonzalez, who's signed from Clitheroe, is cup tied. There we go.
I'm going to make a prediction. I think Gonzalez has signed for us, but I don't think he'll actually play for us. I think this time next week you'll find he's not here.
For more on that,
I hope he is. He's a good player.
We've also got Matt Hughes, who's come back, but he's on the substitutes bench as well. As is Sam Baird, as is Michael Jones, as is Conor McArthur. It's interesting because one of the communication team, Paul, he spoke with Margie on Friday, and Margie was keeping his cards close to his chest. He said, we do have some injuries. So if you're wondering why isn't Conor McArthur starting, he's probably injured.
Well, he twitched his hamstring, didn't he, last week? And I think precautionary, he's... he's on the bench this afternoon, and hopefully we'll have to use him. But he's certainly been a thorn in many a team's side recently, Emily, with his work rate and his tenacity up top.
Yeah, it'll be a huge loss. He had a great game before getting injured at the weekend, and like you say, he's a fast player. He puts the defence under such pressure, but they're going to have to manage without him.
Well, they certainly are this afternoon. The supporters of FC United on the far side of the ground, undercover, as the away end no longer is used by any team because they have all their advertising boards there nowadays. And on a day like today, with quite a lot of rain, FC undercover, and also they expect to make a fair bit of noise. And probably somewhere the region of, I don't know at this moment in time, maybe a couple of hundred, but I'd expect a few more in the ground watching FC this afternoon. The Cheadle end again looks not particularly full, but that's perhaps is I don't know, something to do with the magic of the FA Cup or not.
Oh, having one of the best bars underneath a stand going, because they've got a very good bar.
I've been in that many a time, yes. And a decent drink, but we're just waiting for the teams to come out here. And as you say, big game for FC United of Manchester. It's 0-0, 18 minutes on the clock. Is the ball now far left hand side, defended by FC United. And it's Kay with the ball, the outside of his boot, it's given away. But he's charged down, he won the second ball back. But then, two players from Stockport County converge upon themselves. They actually defend against themselves, and the ball played out left-hand side for Mantock to chase down. Mantock in the penalty area now, got that wide left-hand side. He's got a red shirt there, if he can find him, but he's undone his good work at this moment. And FC go back to their own final third, and good pressure rising, but good play by Kay. Plays it into Danny Wisdom. Wisdom looking for a free kick, not getting that. The ball chips over the top, and two players with FC miss the ball, and there's an opportunity, number 11 is in penalty area. Warburton shots on goal, goal! Well, Matty Warburton, FC go from one end, really should be doing better with it. Defensive mix up by Corbett and Fagbola, and Matty Warburton with his pace and his quality, and as soon as he got in front of the FC defence, he basically knew one thing to do, and that was to slot it into the back of the net. Good golden opportunity now, a great angle. It's a straight kind of shot, isn't it? From the left hand side, and you'll be able to put that to the top or right hand corner. They've got to step up. What can they do? Can they make it two?
Yes
they can.
He's claiming it as well off his back.
Now the shot came in, and it comes off the shirt. So they're all claiming
they're all it.
But in fairness, the man who's going to definitely claim it is Gary Stopford. The free kick came in. And It beat the FC wall. It was a low ball, and Stockworth was there, and it just came off him as well, and it's 2-0. FC head the ball away, but again, it was a blue shirt, capitalised upon it, and it's a 1-2 there, but slightly overhit, and Warburton's ball to Adam Thomas is dealt with by Corbett, who plays the ball up to the halfway line, and again, a ball with no real purpose, and nothing Irwin could do, but you know what, he's got the ball back somehow, and now he tries to play a ball in, but again, no one really coming to help him out there, and FC have to defend again with Warburton down the left hand side. A lovely ball sweeps across there to Scott Duxbury. Duxbury to the byline, ball into the area, great ball, great goal. Now this time it was Jason Oswell.
Now time for some half time analysis, and we've had a couple of tweets in explaining their analysis of the game so far, Paul, and well, lots of swearing.
Yeah, I mean, first thing I should say is that I don't think Stockport are going to get promoted this season.
No, strangely
enough.
Yes.
But having said that, the first half has looked like we're playing a team from a high division, and if we don't pull our season together, that may well come to pass.
Well, where'd you start? Now, the first 5-10 minutes or so, FC United set the stall out quite well, I thought, charging everything down, pressing well, but quickly the game deteriorated a bit, and it suddenly became not FC United pressing, but County pressing, and pressing our back four and midfield. And it doesn't help matters when you're not stringing more than two passes together.
Yeah, I think the combination of factors that has led to us being three down at half time. One is that we've looked uncomfortable with the long ball. We've not dealt with it. We've not looked comfortable on the turn. We've conceded possession very deep in our own half too many times and invited them back in. County are not playing super football by any means. They're playing very
functional.
Functional football, yes, you could call it that. Nothing. There's no blinding you with science with Stockport County. But what they do have is they've got players who will get forward, who will run at pace, and we've looked very, very weak at the back, I have to say. And we go back to that. Managers always talk about individual errors, and certainly one of the goals was down to somebody missing a long ball and the ball being allowed to run free behind him.
Well, let's talk about the goals. The first goal is a mix-up between Corbett and Fagbola, clash into each other. Warburton's got to go a long way, but the turn of pace, he just sprang, didn't he? And FC United had no chance of recovering. Then there's the deflected free kick. Yeah. And then the third goal is simple stuff. Well, down the left, cross goal.
And yeah, Minion caused us a lot of problems last season when he was allowed to run freedom of the pitch. And he put in a good cross at the near post, but again, the marking. You know, Oswell, he's now got 12 goals this season, so he's not exactly a secret. You know, he's the top scorer in National League.
Now, this game was always going to be a tough one, to be fair. Stockport County at Edgeley Park. It would take something quite remarkable,
I think. It would have been a shock if we were going to win this.
It would have been. Not to say we've not pulled out a good display here a couple of seasons ago. With the Tom Greaves goal. But coming into this, I'm going to be honest, the first team and the squad is so scatterish.
I mean, this is all about opinions. I don't think an FA Cup tie away at Stockport County is the time to blood a young lad playing his first game on the left wing. I mean, that is a big ask. You know, it's a big pressure game, and I think one of the issues we have at the moment with the squad and
it's
the selection
all over the place, isn't it?
Is that it's very well. We seem to be signing another player every week, and that isn't really the way forward. You know, I think eventually. I don't know whether the board feel this way, but eventually the manager has to stick with a group of players and get them to play better.
Well, let's just discuss this a bit further. That game towards the end of pre-season, we covered Salford. There was another game we covered as well, Bolton and Fleetwood.
Yeah.
That team, we were saying there at that stage, Margie doesn't know what his first 11 is for the season, and that's concerning coming to the end of pre-season.
I think we had how many friendlies did we have? Was it about seven?
Something like that.
Now, I thought the vibe was that towards the end of the run of friendlies, the side to start the season would be settled on. And then we got to the penultimate game, and then the last game, and it was still experimental, and it was still chop and change. And then we went to Brackley for the opening league game, and we were all over the shop.
Yes.
We really were. I mean, we were lucky to get away with a narrow scoreline. It was 2-1, that, wasn't it, I think?
I can't remember.
I think it was 2-1 we got last.
We got
lost the first game.
Yeah.
Now, that was a shambolic opening to the season, which we didn't really want or anticipate. We wanted something more solid. Considering that we've had a revamp of the squad, we wanted it all bedded down, didn't we? But we didn't get it. So we started on the back foot from the first game of the season, and we've never really recovered.
No.
We've had the odd flicker like Southport away, York away. We were lucky on the day, maybe. Fortune favoured us. The post got rattled a few times. Tamworth played poorly last week, which helped. But we did put something together last week.
What we're saying is that those discussions that we were saying at the end of pre-season, where we're saying this is a bit concerning that we don't know our starting 11. It's coming to pass now because we're here in late September, still experimenting, still throwing mud at a wall to see what's going to stick. And Stockport County, they've got a settled lineup, and I bet you as well, some of these players here were new for their first game of the season in August. You know, the excuses we heard from certain quarters saying, oh, it's a new team, they've got time to gel and all this. This squad is never going to gel if we keep mixing and matching the way we're doing.
I mean, I go back to the stat from February last season when we played here, and we used 14 players, and 12 of them are not at the club now. Now, I can revise that figure because Tom Greaves has reappeared this afternoon on the bench. So it's 11. That's 11 out of 14 have disappeared. Now, that's a big turnover in a matter of, 6 months?
Yep.
8 months. Now, the idea was that we were going to revamp the team, we were going to revamp the squad. Well, we have done, but the foundations are not there. We don't have any collective kind of understanding within the various components of the team. You know, we've had people on FCUM radio far more experienced this season with us than us tactically, who can see this. And I suppose the question is it does the manager select a core group of players and stick with them, or is he going to continue to keep chopping and changing and bringing in new faces?
To be honest, it looks like we're going to keep chopping and changing. If we're going to chop and change for an important third qualifying round match against a very significant local rival who we know are quality, especially here where they're unbeaten for nearly a year now, then it's never going to stop.
It just feels like we're groping for a magic formula.
It's frustrating because we had a good chat on It'll Be Off earlier about the importance of the FA Cup. You hear people on Facebook and on message boards and stuff talking about, well, FC United, it's not about success, it's about a protest and sticking two fingers up to the Glazers. Until we get to a stage where we're in people's faces by saying, we're FC United, it speaks for itself. At the minute, I feel like I'm having to explain who FC United are, we're 12 years in now.
I don't go with this idea that putting a team out on the pitch is enough.
No, for two fingers to work, there have to be significant fingers you're showing.
Yeah.
And you don't do that by getting knocked out of the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. You do that by taking on Rochdale at Spotland in the first round.
Yeah, losing at Stockport is not a disgrace. I will say that.
No.
What is more disturbing is the performance level. Because we've got a league game coming up, North Ferriby, haven't we? And they're the only team below us.
Yes, that's the next game. If this doesn't go to replay.
It begins to cast doubt longer term, this kind of first half performance. Because not only do we have to win at North Ferriby, I think we have to put a kind of statement out, particularly if we lose badly today. A 1-0 win won't cut the mustard. We have to really go out and do something good.
Now, we could be wrong here. Margie could pull out...
Rabbits out of the hat.
A rabbit out of the hat. Yeah. You know, it's been said how Margie has luck on his side occasionally. When the chips are down, suddenly a result will be pulled out of some. We saw that with York at
Beaver
Prison.
Before, I think we want some pride re-establishing in this second half, even if we can't win it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and there are going to be a couple of substitutions. Tom Greaves is coming on, incidentally, as is Matty Hughes.
So Joe Logan making way, I would have thought, for... Joe Senior, FC United's centre-half pairing, so it looks like Fag Bowler has come off and Matty Hughes is going to come on.
So what do you reckon then, Emily? A triple substitution like that is...
I mean, it's one of them. When you're 3-0 down, you've got to do something. I'm not always a fan of the triple substitution straight away because you never know what's going to happen throughout the rest of the half. But I'm pleased to see, I'm pleased to see Tom Greaves.
11 minutes of this second half gone. Ball down the right hand side with Ball. Ball plays it inside, but it's a poor ball and it's intercepted well by Irwin. Irwin plays the ball from Gilchrist. Gilchrist now to Logan. Logan on the edge of the penalty area, far left, far side. He plays it in, or he should play it into FC United's Gilchrist. First shot from Gilchrist. What a great goal. What a lovely finish from FC United and Manchester. And patient build up play and a lovely ball by Logan. And Gilchrist doing exactly what he does well. Really, really well. Edge of the area. And he's perfectly, perfectly angled it beyond the goalkeeper. And FC United have a lifeline. Irwin. Irwin halfway line, chips the ball forward. Yes, it should be a simple header by Jimmy Ball, but it was a poor one. And halfway line though, it's the blue shirts of Stockport County with Gary Stopforth, plays it inside to Winter. Winter played it to Warburton, and Warburton gives the ball away. And now a little touch on there, nice touch then by Tom, plays a reverse ball in. Here's an opportunity for Tom to make it 3-2. Yes! He does exactly that! Well, that was good for Greaves, but he started the move. He held the ball well, played it, and Greaves, well, out on loan at Ramsbottom. They'll be welcoming back on Tuesday, but what a finish, 3-2. Hughes, halfway line, just slightly right-hand side. He's got Brady for company, he plays it to Brady. Brady now tries to play a 1-2 with Mantop, but plays it back to Hughes instead. Irwin wants it, but Kay takes off, a little flip by Kay. There's an opportunity there for Greaves. Greaves outside the penalty area. Great initial challenge there and great defending there. Steven. And a penalty for FC United and Manchester. Well, that's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I think, well, it's an interesting one. I don't know whether the linesman, the assistant referee over here, did he signal? I think that came straight from the referee.
He didn't get the ball, the goaler.
No,
he did at all, and it was
the ball
Tom
away from him.
Oh, and lads, dude, they're arguing again. Gilchrist and Irwin about who's taking the penalty. Is that important?
Yeah, that is. You don't do that.
Well, it's Irwin against Hinchcliffe. Can he make it three apiece? He steps up. Can he make it three apiece? Yes, he can! And FC are back in this game, three apiece. And Tom Greaves, again, getting the opportunity to get in the penalty area. Getting the penalty. Up steps Irwin. Three apiece. I don't think anyone can quite believe what's going on here at Edgeley Park. And FC United for nothing. Well, nearly speechless, but not quite, because there's something yet, the sting in the tail. Can FC United, well, thanks referee for ruining
that. Moment at the end, but wow, what a performance, what a second half performance from FC United, absolutely brilliant. The effort, the passion that every single player out there showed, they were determined, they wanted to get back into it. It was important to get that early goal, so after, what was it, 10 minutes?
Yeah, 12
minutes,
yeah.
To get back in, it gave them a bit of hope, it gave them something to look at, you know, look for and chase, and they chased and chased and chased, and it's nothing but what they deserve, that, you know, a replay. If they'd scored at the end, you know, if we'd managed to get a fourth, if we'd managed to get a winner, they would have deserved that on that second half performance.
Without a shadow of a doubt, I thought FC United second half, the introduction of Logan, the introduction of Tom Greaves, and also
Matty Hughes.
You know,
made a difference at the back. They really did.
Logan was different gravy. He really was second half. And it begs the question, and you've got to ask this question, why on earth did we not start with that team? We looked at it and thought, that's a bit. It's an interesting one. However, first half, we are dead and buried. We were poor all over the pitch. We had no bite, tenacity. We had none of the qualities that we showed in the second half. And it all came from a player who is out on dual registration, who's not deemed good enough to play for FC week in, week out. Today, he's gone, you know what? I would rip up that Ramsbottom contract and say, I'm staying here, because there's no way at all that he should have gone. And that performance just typifies it.
Well, that's it. He's really shown that, and he's proved a lot to a lot of people, his capabilities, and, you know, it's not just his own ability on the pitch as a footballer. We say the difficult positions that he picks up, he makes it such hard work for any defence to play against him. But it's his knowledge of the game, it's his passion, it's his drive, it's everything else that he brings to a team. You know, he's come on and he's led from the top. And you can see he's the one person that, you know, he'll always be talking to the fans. He'll always be, you know, supporting the members of this club, the owners of this club. And he gets it. And you need players like that around. and he's really lifted everybody. You've got the introduction of Logan and his performance on top of that. But when you've got, you know, you've got somebody who's going to chase and run and put everything into the game, they're the sort of people that you want playing for you.
You're 100% right, you're 1,000% right. For me, he has everything that you want as an FC player. As an FC supporter, he's everything that you want there as well. He gets it, he understands it. He has the experience, and he showed that in the second half. I mean, Gilchrist, great goal, lovely work, football from FC United. The thing is, Greaves was instrumental in all three goals.
Yeah, he was. He had an interception, and he set the ball rolling, you know, for Steve Irwin to feed in Gilchrist. Everything. Steve Irwin was pivotal. Tom Greaves, Logan, to lift everybody. And
the last player out, still with the support,
there, still
is Tom
there.
Greaves.
Exactly.
You know,
how can anybody? You cannot allow him to leave the club.
No, not at all. He should be at Ramsbottom. He should be playing week in, week out. Him and Gilchrist have got an understanding. Logan down the left hand side, you know, worked really, really well. Steve Irwin in that middle of the park, he's instrumental. Kay just dropping off a little bit. Look, we showed great, great qualities in that second half. I think Jim Gannon has made a number of errors in the second half, and I think Jim Gannon will be absolutely distraught with that second half performance. He's got to answer to his own supporters, and I don't think he's going to be a happy man tonight. That interview with Jim will last 15 minutes, but at the same token, I don't think he's going to be... They just took the foot off the gas completely in the second half.
They went from a team who was in total control at 3-0, and they looked like they were making things look so easy and making us look, you know, way off the pace and everything. Like we were saying, the instructions that he was giving out, every changes that he made, he was instructing players to swap positions at set pieces. And when you've got the knowledge like that and it runs throughout the team, I couldn't see a way back in, you know, going in at 3-0, and you really shouldn't have.
You should close the game out at 3-0 against a very, very inadequate first half performance from FC United
and
Manchester. They didn't. We took advantage of that, and I've got to say, it's all about work rate. It's because, as you rightly said, we didn't look as if, you know, from one pass to another, we necessarily knew who was going to be where, and they weren't as drilled as Stockport County. Sometimes when you're not, I mean, and today's example is that if you're not as drilled, you can just do things on the pitch, and you can get away with them, and the manager's not going to say anything because Jim is very much structured here, there. FC United just went for it second half, and you know, Greavesy is the epitome of why we were in the next round of the FA Cup. We're still in the FA Cup. The reason why we're on Monday morning is based upon Tom Greaves believing that he still has a role to play at FC United and Manchester, and he's certainly got that. He's just an all-round performance. Now, people might say, well, he had a point to prove today because he's been thrown out to Ramsbottom, so he's coming out a different game. No, he does what Tom Greaves does every week.
That is Tom Greaves. Right,
ask any defender. Ask a defender from this division if they like playing against Tom Greaves. No, because he's on your shoulder, he's in your ribs, he's all over the place.
He's making you guess, because no defender. You want to see your attackers, you want to see them, but he'll sit on your shoulder, he'll move across the back, you know, and he's timing.
Well, I've just had a text in, and the text is coming from a Greaves fan. But I'm going to say, retext it, because I can't quite work what Tommy's fun through and through Wompy. I think there's an excited mother there, to be honest. But yes, Tom Greaves should never be allowed to leave. He's a proper footballer. Don't let him leave. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think Carl can let him leave now.
If
let's be open and honest here. You know, we're not, I remember I was going to go, he's going doomy and gloomy again. No, not you. I'm saying, you know, supporters. For me, if that second half hadn't transpired and we'd got drubbed by another two or three in the final, that was Carl's last game as far as I was concerned, because there was nothing on offer.
Every game is going to be like that. Up until, you know, we get a run of wins and we're putting points on the board, every game is going to be one of them. And like I say, you've got players who will play for you.
But he's got a player, which is amazing. How football, the fickle fate of football. He's got a player that he's put out on loan because he doesn't fancy him, who might have saved his career. He might have saved his managerial career at FC United. That's story to be written there.
On that note, Paul's just made a good point that Jim Gannon essentially did what Manji did in the first half, and that's take your best players off. And that's what they did in the second half. And FC United, we didn't start, in my humble opinion, with our best players.
No, you're dead right. And I mean, Jim's changes players. He might be a reason behind that. Might have been an injury or whatever. We're not quite sure. But certainly you're right. That second half performance is just something, you know, that we've spoken about for years and years to come. Because, you know, I think if it had been another 5 minutes, we would have gone on and won that game.
We had the head of steam. You know, we were putting the pressure on. Stockport County were making too many errors, too many mistakes. They were sacrificing possession in the wrong areas of the field. And we had the momentum with us, and we had the drive, and we were we looked like a team who wanted it, and so yeah, definitely another 5 minutes, and we would have run away with it.
Well, as it is, it's going to be a replay Tuesday into the next round of the FA Cup. Into that we go, and that's going to be big for both clubs, depending who they get. It's like saying, if it's another top notch team, and you can go away and play your trade against them. But here this afternoon, as I say, I was down at half time having a brew with the media guys from County, and they were quite sad for us, because they saw that first half performance, and it's like, what are you going to do second half, Swampy? What are you going to say in second half? What's your co-commentator going to say? What do you think? And I'm thinking, well, I don't need to think anything. You've seen that performance. I mean, I said it could only get better. Or it can get even worse. And listen, the second, just brilliant. I still find it very strange to understand why we started with the team we did. We were at Stockport County. You've got, an abundance of quality on the pitch. You've got players that can, know this standard. Mantock came on. In fairness, he had a much better second half.
Yeah, he did.
Because the first half, he was pretty dreadful.
Yeah, no, he was. He wasn't on the pace. He wasn't in the right areas. He contributed
to one of their goals at least.
Yeah, one of them where you thought, sometimes they're the players that are sacrificed. They're the ones that go off, and it doesn't help players. You know, he's a young lad who's not had any game time, and so allowing him to have, the opportunity.
I know we're on the Mersey, but I mean, I've not seen that many ships go past here for that time. It was fantastic. Oh, I've got a big text. I'm going to have to read out Mrs. Greaves. Tommy's FC through and through. Swampy, myself and his mum, Julie, have seen the stress and the turmoil he has been going through this season, when all he wants to do is play games. And proved it today, they should re-sign him. And I completely concur. I didn't want him to go off. The vast majority of supporters found it as a little bit of a shock, especially when Gonzalez has come in. And you're thinking, hold on a second, we've got a player who's a bit of an FC legend, who scored 95 goals, 96 now, for FC United of Manchester. And a player who's 25 years of age, who's got a great deal of talent, but at the same time, he never sticks around at any club. That's why he's had six or seven clubs.
And that's it. And like I was saying before, it's at these times, it's at the toughest times that you need those players that are going to play for you, play for the shirt, play for the club. Understand it. They will go above and beyond every single game for you, and they're the ones that you need. We can't be getting rid of them, because, we're in a difficult position in the league. We've had the last two performances have been a lot better. In terms of, forget the first half today, but the last league game, tough opposition, but We came away with a good victory.
Yeah, yeah, and a much needed victory.
Absolutely, and then you build on that, and then today what you've had is those changes, and certain players in particular, and Tom Greaves coming on and showing exactly what it means to him, and being able to go over, and like I say, the last player off the pitch. Where does he go after every goal? Who is he going to
support?
Exactly. Every goal that goes in, he's turning around. He knows. And when you're in this position, you can't let go of those players, because they will do so much.
I think Carl's got to absolutely thank him unreservedly tonight for, perhaps protecting his job. Because, as we said, there was no question. I think a lot of people would have said, if that had stayed the same way it was second half, then he might have gone. what we have to say is all credit to Carl and to Daz to change it around second changes. Half, made those changes and forced County into retreat. And so again, from a managerial situation, you're saying, right, okay, we've got it wrong first half, we're going to have to do it straight away, all three, bang, and they've done that, and it's paid dividend.
Yeah, and it's a big call, you know, to make three changes.
Is it a big call, though, today? We're 3-0 down, we're absolutely woeful. I think it's an easy call. But it's
all three at once.
I think Fagbolo put him out of a bit of an injury.
Right.
And he was on a yellow card. I think it was a no-brainer bringing on Logan for Joel Senior. Joel Senior, they'd done the homework. They saw him as a danger player, and they just nullified him.
Absolutely.
So that was a simple one. And bringing on Greavesy for Michael Connor, because Connor again in the first half, it was non-existent as well. So they were easy decisions to make. I'm glad they made them at half time, because Carl has been one of those managers leaves it a bit too late. But they started and they went on, and you know they've created a second half which was beautiful to commentate on, nerve-wracking as hell, because there's nothing worse than if you get to that position like Quorn and then the last second the home team go and win it. But we thoroughly deserved it. I thought Scott Kay second half, tremendous.
Yeah, really good.
He got the game out of the scruff of the net, and he worked really hard.
That's one of his best performances for me.
Kay's a good footballer. With the likes of Irwin next to him, you know, and that's when the first half, Irwin worked tremendously the first half, but again, there was not enough of the other midfield players around him working.
It was only him. The first half was just him running around looking for supporting players who never came. So
that performance can change the season. But at the same time, we've got to work on, you know, work on a better passage of play. We've got to work on people knowing their positions and where they are to get the ball. And we can't wing it. And that's what we've seen quite a lot. It seems that there's not a great deal of cohesion between the players when they've got the ball. But if the simple balls are 1-2, ball out wide, goal. They came out from wide. They came through the middle this time. Great goal. And a wonderful goal. Start by Greaves winning it just on the edge of the D in the second half. Play the ball out wide. Little touch there to Gilchrist. And Gilchrist is finished. We know the quality of that. And it was calm, cool.
Really
in front of the Cheadle end. And we're thinking, we've got a consolation at 3-1. But then the momentum builds.
It does. And it was important to get a goal back. And if it had gone on any longer, then it does become just a consolation.
Yeah.
But because of the timing of the goal, it meant that you had an opportunity and you had the time in the game to be lifted and then progress.
Two other good chances as well that just went past the post. And you could see Stockport just slowly starting to rock a little bit. You know the Cheadle End and the Stockport County supporters are great, great supporters. They've got behind this team through all the troubles and all the great times. But the one thing you'll get from supporters sometimes is a little bit of nerves. And they booed the players off at the end of the game. Not everyone, but there was rings of boos at the end of this game because they thought 3-0 up, happy days, no problem at all. And that can go against you as a player sometimes.
Yeah,
a big old football ground like this with a load of history. You know, the players are under unbelievable pressure in comparison to other football players in other clubs. But we've capitalised upon that. The second, again, you know, Greavesy, he took it like he takes all his goals inside the six-yard area. He bends it around the goalkeeper. Nothing the keeper Hinchcliffe can do. And Tom Greaves does what he does best. He was instrumental in the beginning of that as well. He started the move and he finished the move. The third... Well, who is it again? It's Greaves again. He gets the penalty. You know,
into the box.
I mean, I didn't see it, to be honest. I mean, I saw the movement from Greaves. I didn't see the keeper touching him or anything like that. But clearly, there was contact because the referee straight away, there was no complaints from any of their players.
No, they knew.
So, certainly, and I mean, you know, Greaves might have stepped up and taken it, but there was too much of an argument going on between two FC players. Which is good that they both want to take it. But one of them is going to have to. That has to stop because you can't have two players arguing over the ball because it unnerves the either or.
Yeah.
You know, and Irwin stepped up. And Irwin again, since he's come, I like Irwin.
Yeah,
I think he's a little bit like the Sam Sheridan for me, but a little bit more pace in his game. And he's been a great acquisition, and he's done tremendously well to slot that as well into the goal beyond Hinchcliffe. With again the baying blood of the Cheadle end, all run down to the front, going, you know, brilliant. And you know, we've had chances as well. We had more chances in that second half than Stockport County have. They haven't tested FC United. Matty Hughes came on and did well in the centre half
really
position.
Well.
But the one thing they did, they they undid themselves this afternoon. I think the manager will, depending upon whether it was based upon injuries to certain personnel, will look at that game and say we've undone ourselves. Which, fine, I'm happy with that, because we're into the draw and we got to play them on Tuesday. The one thing Carl has to do is massively learn from that second half performance today, and I'm sure he will, because Jim Gannon will learn from that.
Gannon
will not make the same mistakes in from that second half from Tuesday. He's wild enough to make sure that they go out all guns blazing. Yeah. I'm hoping it's going to be as good as a game it is today. I mean, two sets of fans have loved a half each. And that's nothing better than that in football, is it? And, you know, we're talking 20 minutes in because of a great, great comeback performance.
Fantastic comeback.
You know, it's what the Cup's made of. It's what our dreams are made of in that respect. There was over 800 FC supporters in a far corner there, undercover, luckily, because it's been pouring down all afternoon. But it's been a wonderful, wonderful occasion. Goals, fun, despair. I mean, everything the games can have. I mean, the two contrasts for us commentating, because, I mean, to be honest, it's so destroying, especially when you're living. I mean, I've got a lot of friends that are Stockport County supporters, and there's not the vitriol that, you know, the message boards would have you believe, because I'm very good friends with them, and, you know, we all wish each other well all the time. Today, I wanted an opportunity to leave Edgeley Park with our head held high, win, lose or draw.
That's it. You know, I didn't want it to
luckily,
be
I can go
going
back
on from 3-0 and higher, and then it rising. It looked that way at certain points, but no, we can certainly leave with our heads
John
up.
Galley, hope you're well, my friend. I hope your boat is shipshape and watertight in this weather this afternoon.
I raised the question at our time, and I asked this question, does he know he's starting 11? Because even now, despite that second half display there, Carl doesn't know his best starting 11, I don't think, and this is a problem when you're trying to develop a consistency into your play when you are chopping and changing, and that's what we saw in that first half. I think there was too many changes from what FC are used
to. Well, I mean, especially from a victory. You know, you can understand making changes if you've been losing a game, but the last game that we played was, you know, we won.
The one thing we discussed as well, I mean, is we talked about Joel Senior and the good game he had against Tamworth, but we said also in pre-commentary, off-air and on-air again now, that they would have looked at that and seen him as a danger, and they will nullify him very, very quickly. Now, Carl knew that, because we knew that, and we knew Jim Gannon knew that, and he was nullified. And he made the changes. But what we talked about in the first half, they should have been swapping backwards and forwards, him and Mantock, but they didn't until it was too late, and then he's out. Come Tuesday, I think you start with that starting 11.
He has to, doesn't
you
he?
You have to, and even you include Mantock, because Mantock had a much better second half. His first half, I mean, what a game to come into. You know, your first game. He was a little bit erratic, but the guy's got, you can see. I mean, he's trying to put the ball, loop the ball in a standing position over the Duxbury's head. Below us, so he's full of trickery, he's full of a little bit of magic, you can see that. Big game to come into, first half, he was with the nerves, but he wasn't up to this up to his own standards, I would have thought. Second half, he was excellent. So I think, really, you start with that team that finished that second half, and your bench is the likes of Joel Senior and a few others as well. And you go from there, and if it doesn't work, well... You know, it might be reversal. We bring the players on that didn't do too well, and we go on and win the game on Tuesday. But you've got to have a settled team, and you've got to have players that want to play for you and are prepared to play for you. And those players, if you're in the trenches, are they going to? You can look over the shoulder, and they're going to protect you and help you and get you out of something. And Tom Greaves has done that today.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. After the match, Ben caught up with FC United first team manager Carl Margeson.
So Carl, I think it's safe to say we were a bit dead and buried at half time. You made three substitutions and, well, seemed to work out for us in the end.
It was one of them. You know, the formation that we picked, and obviously with the injuries that we've got, We wanted to continue really with the great performance that we had against Tamworth last week. You know, with that formation and the work rate that was shown, but we weren't able to start that way. But it was forced on us to a certain extent. It was one of the things that I was thinking later on in the game that we might need to change. I think it's like it is going to Broadhurst Park. It's the same kind of Esley Park that you want to quieten the crowd and see out as much of the game as you can and try and get the crowd turned, so that they're nervous and it can transmit into the players then. But with the helping hands we ended up giving Stockport to take the 3-goal lead, it was more okay desperation. I was quite comfortable in what we were doing. It just needed a little bit of rejigging, and thankfully it's worked.
It was a point we were making at half time, the fact that we have chopped and changed a lot since pre-season. Are you any the wiser now, the way we finished that game in your start in 11, or is it all just reactive to injuries?
It's not really, they always play a part, obviously, in any starting 11, but it's more so with the amount of new players that we brought in. It's finding the right balance and finding the right blend. The few results that we've had that haven't been to our, to what we'd like, obviously cause question marks for myself about certain players, but also to the players themselves. They think about the game. They're at a club that they want to be successful at. So it's one where we're still kind of working through, and people are finding out each other's characters. It happens like that when you bring in a lot of new players. It takes time for them to gel and get to know each other. But things like today really help in that respect, because as I've just said to her in there, It's one of them situations that as a manager you don't want to be making three subs at half time and try to change things around, because you feel for the subs. Some of them have been made when lads are probably feeling a little bit vulnerable, and you want them to show character and play them through that vulnerability to a certain extent, but sometimes you're forced into situations. But the thing that was shown was the lads who went on worked as hard for themselves and their teammates as for the three lads who have taken off at half time. Because that's the kind of dressing room that we're breeding, and one that will carry us forward and make sure that we go on from strength to strength. We are going to lose games, we're going to win games, and we're going to draw games. But what we'll be able to do is look each other in the eye and make sure that we can stand next to people shoulder to shoulder and know that you've got an honest lad stand next to you.
Now, this is a question that a lot of people have been asking on forums and today's after this performance in the second half. Tom Greaves has gone out on Joel Reg at Ramy. Where are we with that now after that display
played,
in the second half?
He played 90 minutes, which did him great. Rather than training with us on Tuesday, he got 90 minutes in, and that's it. That's the arrangement. He was available for us for the FA Cup. By his own admittance, he wants to get up to a level where he can be competing for a starting spot. And that's where we want to get him to, so that he gives him the full opportunity to do that. Coming on 3-0 down, and he's definitely contributed in his performance to the result that we've got today.
And just a quick question then. Going into this game, you wanted to keep your cards to your chest about the injuries going into this game. Are you able to give us any light now about your team selection, about which players were injured? I think McCarthy and was Logan injured as well? Was that why?
No. Just wanted to give Callum Mantak his debut, and also keep, I thought that Joel Senior had a really good game last week against Tamworth. So that was the thing, the feeling there. I think Joel's done really well, especially starting at home, but done even better when he's come on away from home. So that was the thinking behind that one. It's one of them things. You're still trying to work people's characters out, but like I say, I'll go back to the strength and belief within the dressing room of that togetherness that we're building. It does take a little bit of time, but occasions like today certainly speed up that process.
And lastly, with regards to personnel, we've signed Sefton Gonzalez. He's played here, he's played at a fair few clubs. What's the thinking then, Sefton coming?
He gives us a different option. He's got the physicality, the height that sometimes we're going to require. And he's a good player. You know, he's played here, he's played at Clevedon. He's a lad who I've known about for a long while, but you know, finally got a chance to meet him and have a chat. He came along to the Burscoe Youth Cup game, and I was having a chat with him there, and he struck me as a really, really good lad, somebody who wants to do well, wants to work hard and do well, and you know, hopefully we can create. Well, we've got the right environment where someone of Sefton's quality is going to flourish.
Well, Carl, thank you for joining us.
FC United manager Carl Margeson there, following their 3-3 draw with Stockport County on Saturday afternoon. So for FC United, we do it all over again this coming Tuesday at Broadhurst Park as FC host the third qualifying round replay against Stockport County. Kick-off on Tuesday night will be at 7:45 p.m. It's pay on the gate, but please note that segregation will be in place. And remember, as always, if you cannot make this match in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Tuesday evening from 7 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. Women's team news now, and on Sunday afternoon, FC United travelled to Merseyside to take on Liverpool Marshall Feds in their second league match of the season. And I'm happy to report that FC United took all the points, winning 13-0, including a hat-trick for Fran Sullivan and 4 goals from Nicole Hatcliffe. Next up for the women's team will be a home encounter at Broadhurst 3G this coming Sunday, when FC United will host Northwich Vixens. It's a 2 p.m. kickoff, and if you cannot make it in person, full match commentary will be provided on www.fcumradio.co.uk on Sunday afternoon. And that's nearly it for this week's This Club Is My Club, but just a reminder that if you haven't yet registered a vote for FC United as part of the M&S Energy Fund, then please visit www.m&senergyfund.com. Voting closes on the 20th of October, and with the result looking like a close one, every vote really does count. And that's about it for this week's show. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 12:30 on www.fcumradio.co.uk, and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.